It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, good morning. It's the DraftKings Over Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz is here. And great news today. Great news. Sports is back. The NBA is officially back.
Well, in a month and 25 days.
It's back, baby. We got something to talk about for 2 months.
We got a long while before it's back.
2 months, baby. What's today? June 6th?
June 6th. We got a month and 25 days before apparently it takes before these guys can play again.
Let's get those future odds, baby. You know, I wonder if will they still announce an MVP? Will they still announce a defensive player of the year?
I don't think there would be any reason to not, you know, to not have those. I mean, maybe they'll have an asterisk next to them or something, but
I wonder if any of those pop up on the betting boards.
I mean,
who'd be your season MVP right now?
LeBron James. He's been the best player in the league, in my opinion. As much as I don't like the guy personally, I think that he's been the best player in the league easily this year. I think Giannis is number two. I think you could go either one of them. I think there's only two options, though. It's LeBron or Giannis, and I don't think there's any other in between, to be honest with you. I think it's either one of those two guys.
Wow. Looking here, Giannis, Luka Doncic, LeBron James, James Harden, Anthony Davis. And I'll see if I can get it better. I'm looking at some of the DraftKings odds that are out there. And I want to see when this was. So this was dated around March. We're now in June. And we had, 3 months off?
Yep.
So you got something, Tucker, back there?
Just hearing some weird feedback. Is your, one of your headphones messed up?
So, something's going on. I don't know what it is. I think it's this mic.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, something's right. This mic. Are we good now?
Let's keep an eye on it.
Yeah. It was happening earlier this week.
Okay.
I think it's this microphone, personally.
All right.
But whatever. Basketball's back. We're here for it. And I want to get into some of the odds here. First off, Dan, the nitty-gritty of it all, there is going to be a 22-team format. So what's that, 13 in the West, 9 in the East? The season begins on the 31st. They'll be able to come to camp. The season, if there's a Game 7, it will be on October 12th. And then the new season will start on December 1st. The draft will be October 15th. The season's going to end possibly on the 12th.
Free
agency is the 18th.
I do not hate the layout. I mean, listen, you got to rush it. I guess they're probably planning on starting the season December 25th next year.
Well, it says December 1st. They're shooting for December 1st.
Okay, all right, December 1st. All right, so I think it's a good schedule for the NBA. Listen, you don't have to go up against the NFL the entire season. Now you only basically do half your season. You can make sure you don't schedule games on the Super Bowl. You can schedule games the day before, the week before, whatever. And now you get to go up against primarily the MLB. It's a win. It's a huge win. Going forward, if this is what your schedule looks like, it's a huge win. Now, for the NBA players who have to shift, you know, their lives, their schedules, the way they do things, you know, it will be tough, and you know, it kind of sucks for them. But for the NBA, money-wise, growth-wise, marketing-wise, in my opinion, it's a win. It's a big win. You don't have to go up against the start of the NFL season. You get to go up against the, you know, more towards the end of the NFL regular season, and then you get basically into your nitty-gritty of the regular season once baseball starts, which is the one sport you really want to go up against if you're the NBA right now.
So there's an eight-team regular season. There's an odd out there. Will any team go 8-0 during the regular season? Yes is plus 800.
I'd say no.
Okay.
You might. I mean, maybe it's worth a small shot. I'd say no.
Okay. Just throwing the first odd of the day out there. Minus 2,500, by the way, for a no. Odds to win the NBA championship with a new format. This is where the conversation gets interesting. There'll be obviously a play-in for the eighth seed. And then obviously then it'll go through, you know, seeds 1 through 8 from there. The favorite to win the NBA playoffs or the NBA championship as of right now, your Los Angeles Lakers plus 200. Not yours, but you know what I mean.
Yep.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yep.
You know, I'm fading it. I think LeBron and Davis are incredible players. They don't have the bench. With the way this format's going to be played, they don't have a deep team. I would fade that 100%. I do think they have the two best players on the court, no doubt. But is Anthony Davis going to be able to play back-to-back games on back-to-back days? Like, this format is going to be more different than any other NBA team. Like, doesn't the format of the NBA favor LeBron and favor Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard and guys like players like that? Because, damn, they'll play game one on a Wednesday, game two's on Saturday night, and then game three's the next Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like, they spread those games out so much, they can't do that now. They won't be able to do that when the playoffs start. I mean, when the eight game regular season starts, they're going to be playing like summer league, three games a day in and out in Orlando. So the way I'm looking at it is their bench stinks. They don't have a good bench. You could say the same thing about the Boston Celtics in the East if you want. At least the Bucks are deep. At least they have guys that
the
come
Bucks
up.
Bucks are deep.
I think the Bucks
Whoa.
Have guys that what?
What?
Up. Let me finish
what?
My take.
Okay.
Let me finish my take.
Finish
before
your take.
You crap all over
finish
it.
Finish
right?
Your take.
The Lakers aren't deep enough. They're not. You know who is deep? The Clippers. Clippers are deep. They have a good team, good bench. They have the sixth man of the year. If you want, I mean, in my opinion, Lou Williams. And I know coaching doesn't matter in the NBA. But it might now.
No.
It might in this short little, you know, series and playoff format that they have. Listen, I'll be the first to tell you that in the NBA, coaching doesn't matter. Nick Nurse won a championship last year. He won a championship last year. I do think that the Bucks do have a better bench than the Boston Celtics. Yes. I said it, Dan. The Bucks have a better bench than the Celtics. Yes.
Then you have not watched NBA basketball.
Oh, my God. No. I don't think better on it. How can we have this?
No.
I do not. That argument doesn't work with me, Dan.
What?
You can do it with people on Twitter.
I get
it
that.
It won't work with me.
Well, okay. Who's good on the Bucks bench?
I think that, you know, so as far as, like, their bench, they do have shooters. Like, the Bucks have shooters off their bench. They have guys that can come on. Like, all right, so I'll go over their roster right now, okay? And we can argue it if you want. I just think it's better than what they have, than what the Celtics have. You know, they're probably going to go what? Bledsoe? I mean, Pat Connaughton's okay, and he's had good games again. Kyle Korver can shoot the basketball.
Pat Connaughton,
Ilya Silver can shoot the bat. George Hill has had much good success.
George Hill has been terrible this year.
In the playoffs, he's had success in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he's old. I mean, players get washed up. Hill's not been good this year.
I think Marvin Williams was a decent player, but has he done much lately? No.
Okay, so Marvin Williams was a decent ad. The Celtics tried to add him. I'm kind of happy they didn't. I don't think that he fits exactly.
But you think that the Celtics have a better bench than Milwaukee?
Yes.
No way.
Much better.
Do you know what the Celtics did off the bench late in the season? They were terrible. Remember that game against the Jazz? They sucked.
Listen, I don't care what they did in the regular season against whatever. I don't care about that. What can they bring off in the playoffs? And if you're telling me they can either bring off Gordon Hayward or Marcus Smart off the bench in the playoffs, they have a better bench. No one on the Bucks who is a better bench player than either of those two guys.
Hayward's going to start.
Okay, fine. Bring Marcus Smart off the bench. Yeah. There is still no one on that bench.
Smart is the better player of everybody.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll give you that.
Okay.
You got to throw Grant Williams at me or Shimmy Ogilvy?
How about Daniel
Tice? Or Brad Wanamaker? Daniel Tice a starter.
Will he start when Robert Williams comes back?
Yeah,
okay, fine. Then give me Robert Williams. I'll take Robert Williams over literally anyone on their bench.
He played 5 years. Do you get what I'm saying here? Where I'm going with this, and when it comes to the odds, we can argue the teams all we want. When it comes to the odds, though, the Lakers' bench isn't good. And Milwaukee's bench, if you're saying it, they're the second favorites.
Milwaukee's bench sucks. Okay, That is the problem.
So
with
if
them.
We're looking at it as betting terms, the Lakers and Milwaukee Bucks, 1-2, are your favorites. They don't have strong benches, in your opinion. Right?
I think the Lakers have a significantly better bench than the Bucks do. Kyle Kuzma, Markieff Morris, Caldwell Pope, and potentially Avery Bradley.
There you go.
And Rajon Rondo. Then. Easily. Right. Significantly better. Not even close. Deion Waiters, too. I didn't even mention him. It's not even close. Significantly better.
So there you go. You're making the argument that the Lakers have a better bench. But you think that Milwaukee stinks.
I don't think Milwaukee, the team, stinks. I just don't think their bench is very good.
So
Connaughton has times. DiVincenzo's a very good defensive player. Robin Lopez has been terrible at times this year. George Hill, to me, looks washed at times. And in the playoffs, when you have to lock in, I don't know if he has the ability to do that anymore. And Marvin Williams, I don't really know because we haven't really seen him much with that team.
All I'm saying is this, Dan. Teams with a strong bench normally win in the playoffs. And I think the Bucks have a stronger bench than the Celtics. You can give me Marcus Smart all day. But after that, I don't know what they have. You know, you can't throw Brad Wanamaker at you. You can't. No. You can't throw Shimmy Ogilvy at you.
I think defensively, what can you compare him to? DiVincenzo? DiVincenzo can probably provide you more offense, but defensively, Ogilvy can, play better defense. He can guard more positions. He's more versatile.
I already have people tripping. The Bucks are deeper than the Celtics.
No, they're not. They're not.
Dan, just mentioned a bunch of names.
They're
better than the Celtics bench.
Okay, we just went through the bench, and I told you there was not a single player on that bench who I would take over Marcus Smart.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's a single player on that bench
Marcus
I would take over Robert Williams.
So Williams, if he can make it on time and actually be healthy, then I'll give you that.
Okay.
But he hasn't done that. He hasn't.
He missed one.
I don't mean this in the long term, but I still would take Robin Lopez in a playoff game.
Ugh.
Robin Lopez over Robert Williams. I would. It's a playoff game.
How'd that go last year? Right.
Robert Williams didn't play last year.
And the Celtics outside of what? Kyrie Irving?
I love the arguments are starting already.
Oh, man.
They're starting already.
Come on.
So give me another team then. You make your point about the Lakers. You tell me the Bucks bench stinks.
Okay.
I think the Clippers have the best 1-12 in the league.
We always talk about how and you know this because you love this. The NBA is square. Always square. Who is everyone betting on right now, Joe?
I would say the Lakers and Bucks to beat in the finals.
Everyone is betting on the Clippers. Everyone. Everyone has been betting on the Clippers.
They're plus 300 right now for the odds.
Yeah. There's a reason they're not favored, in my opinion. Okay? I don't think Kawhi has been even remotely close to as good. Paul George has not been anywhere close to as good. Well, I think the Clippers are extremely deep. And yes, the Clippers absolutely have a better bench than the Lakers. No doubt they have a better bench than the Lakers. Still, we'll take the Lakers over that team.
This is good. Let's carry this over. 617-779-0985. I'm already getting the chirping. Joe, did you wake and bake today? No, I did not. I did not, actually. And that was my waking. That was my wake and take.
He needs to.
You've been quiet back there, Tucker. But, you know, the Lakers have a good bench, according to Dan. He mentioned the names. They're good. The Bucks, I think, have a better bunch than the Celtics. I think the Celtics showed that their bench was not good. Now, in the Celtics' defense, how many times did they actually have their starting five play together this year? How many times did Gordon Hayward, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Daniel Tice play together this year? It didn't. I'll give you Smart and I'll give you Cantor. I'll give you those two guys.
I didn't even mention Cantor.
I'll give you those two. After that, they're going to go with Ojale, Wanamaker, and Grant Williams.
They're going to go.
That's vomit.
They're going to go. No, we just talked about this. They're going to go with Robert Williams.
All right. Robert Williams. Still, vomit. It's not
He's
good.
He's an incredibly good defensive player.
It's
still has a lot to prove, though.
I
agree
good.
With that, but we're really going to compare him to George Hill, who has, again, well, this year.
Well, I want to go big man.
Okay, fine. Who would you rather have in the playoffs? Would you rather have Lopez or would you rather have Williams?
I just told you that. I'd rather have Robin Lopez in a playoff game as a veteran over Robert Williams.
Then I will take the other side.
I understand that Robert Williams was a first-round pick. I get it. And I loved him at Texas A&M. And I know that he can run up and down the floor and all the comparisons to Clint Capela that everyone wants to throw at it.
I'm not calling him Clint Capela. I'm just saying he's a better bench player, that's all.
Just, all right. All right. I disagree, but that's fine.
Okay.
You know, but the top three teams. Lakers, Milwaukee, Clippers. I would, to your point, I'll take the Clippers. The next best favorite, Boston, Toronto. I mean, Houston, you want to talk about benches. Woof. Yeah. Right? Who do they have?
Listen, if you're betting for an NBA champion, in my opinion, you're betting the Bucks, the Lakers, or the Clippers. That's it.
I think Miami is a wild card.
I think that Miami, Boston, and Philly had a chance to beat Milwaukee when home court advantage was a thing. Without home court, I don't know. I don't think that those teams on a neutral site are better than the Bucks on a neutral site, especially with Giannis healthy, having literally had, what, months off to recover and be and, you know, kind of get back in the form. I think the Bucks are easily the best team with their full squad. I think Miami could give them some trouble. Philly could. Boston could. I don't really consider Toronto dangerous this year. But with neutral court, Joe, it's going to be really tough to beat that team.
What, the 7 o'clock suck today? Is it the Bucks bench?
No, I don't think they suck.
What's the 7 o'clock suck today?
There is no 7 o'clock suck today. I just don't think the Bucks bench is as good as people are giving them are as good as people say they are. Pat Connaughton has, I will say, is a good player on that bench. The rest of that bench, to me, is a bunch of, you know, players who have their moments.
Okay.
George Hill has his moment, yeah, but he's old. Dante DiVincenzo is a great defender, but he's young and inconsistent. Marvin Williams, I don't know what has left in the tank, and I don't think Robin Lopez is very good. If you want to suck, it would be Robin Lopez.
Okay.
That guy
he
has,
looks like Sideshow Bob.
Yeah. I don't know. It's nothing to do with his looks. I just don't think he's a good player.
Okay. Again, I look at the Celtics bench and I'm like, hey, Grant Williams. Brad Wanamaker. Tucker's telling us to go.
Yeah.
Hey, we're already starting early. 617-779-0985. We'll give you more odds. And also, they already have future playoff odds. Why don't we just get into the Celtics and their future playoff odds and match their bench against the 76ers bench? We'll do that next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The DraftKings Over-Under Show. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz. See, this is why we need basketball back. We need more arguments. I need reasons why. I mean, hey, I'll take the L so far in saying that I thought the Lakers had the worst bench. They don't.
No.
They don't.
No.
I forgot about the Markieff Morris addition. That's going to help them. And Rondo coming off the bench, I think, is going to help them. And Kyle Kuzma is. So it's funny because we mentioned the best bench players. I'll give you Smart. I'll give you Lou Williams. I gotta give you Kyle Kuzma. I gotta give you that. So, and Avery Bradley is a defender off the bench. Very good, right? Danny Green can shoot the three, right?
Rondo sometimes starting point guard, sometimes Bradley, whatever.
I mean, I know Dwight Howard stinks, but...
Dwight Howard's been half decent this year.
Better than Robert Williams? Let's face it.
We'll see. I think when Robert
better than Robin Lopez.
When Robert Williams was healthy this year, I think he was better at times. He was definitely better than Dwight Howard, in my opinion.
And Waiters, I don't even know. I mean, who knows what's going to happen to him?
He's a complete wild card, man. Same with Caruso and Quinn Cook. I mean, you never know what you're going to get out of those guys at any time.
So the Lakers might be the deepest team now that I'm.
I think the Clippers are still deeper, okay?
Oh, the Clippers, I think, are loaded.
You got Beverly, Lou Williams, Reggie Jackson. That's a point guard. Paul George, Landry Shamet, Kawhi Leonard. I don't really like Rodney Magruder. I'm not going to include him on that list. He's kind of garbage. Marcus Morris, and one of my personal favorite players, Michael Green. He's a great 3-and-D player. And at the center, you got Zubac and Harrell. I mean, you have a really, really good team and a really good rotation there. I just think that the Lakers have a better starting lineup than you. That's all. When it comes to the actual talent, I don't think Paul George has been nearly as good as he was in Oklahoma City for the past few years. And if I'm just looking at the two teams, I'll take the Lakers. And most people will take the Clippers. Yeah. And I like to be on the non-public side anyway, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah, the Clippers quickly. Beverly, Paul George, Kawhi, that's a hell of a defensive team. And you want to throw in Marcus Morris? I mean, he's defended LeBron James in the past.
Listen, Avery Bradley, Danny Green, LeBron James, Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Defensively, it's very similar.
And then you just look at that bench. You already mentioned it. Reggie Jackson, Lou Williams,
yep.
Landry Shamet, Michael Green, Montrezl Harrell.
There's no arguing. They have the best bench in the NBA easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And then we didn't even mention Patrick Patterson's a guy that can come in. I know you mentioned Magruder as well. They're deep. They are deep. Maybe big man might be their issue. Like Zubac versus Davis. That's not the greatest matchup.
Right. I mean, Zubac, the thing is they're
Zubac's all right, though. I don't want to, you know.
It's going to be a size issue, but if you can roll Beverly at the one or Lou at the one, and then one of those two guys at the two, move George to the three, Kawhi to the four, play a little bit of small ball, I still think you can defend them pretty well, especially, you know, given who the Lakers can roll out there. I don't know. I think the Western Conference Finals, assuming that it's going to be the Lakers and Clippers and assuming there are no major injuries, is going to be the best basketball that we see.
All right, potential playoff matchups, the odds are out. I'll stay away from the Bucks. I'll stay away from the Lakers. Raptors, Nets, probably Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, KD's not coming back.
Yeah, no KD.
Yeah.
So we'll move on from that. Clippers-Mavericks first round potential matchup. Clippers should roll.
I really want to say that the Mavericks will have a chance here. I just don't think. They're maybe a year or two out from being really competitive.
Heat-Pacers, that'd be a decent series.
I think that's going to be a really good series.
But I think the Heat win.
I think the Heat win that too.
Celtics-76ers, hold that one. Jazz-Thunder, okay. Rockets-Nuggets. Good series.
That's a really good series.
The Nuggets might be a deeper team.
Definitely are.
I think the Rockets are a better team.
The problem is how are the Rockets going to defend Jokic? How do they defend Jokic? Because they traded Capella like a bunch of morons. They wanted to get rid of them. They wanted to play the run and gun, small ball, three, you know, shoot threes all day. If they can't defend Jokic, inside, I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't know what they're going to do defensively.
And the more I look at that, though, Denver is very good. Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, Millsap. You say what you want about him. The guy's been an all-star in this league.
He's slow. He's not the same player.
You know, Michael Porter Jr. is starting to come around for them. Yeah, maybe they're not as deep as I thought they were. Plumlee always plays well for them. The more I look at it, their team isn't as deep as I thought. I think
Monte Morris is a good player off the bench, and Jeremy Grant are good players off the bench. But really, I mean, they're not very deep.
The Rockets got hot before the end of the season. It's because they made that Capella trade and they went small. I don't know if they can do that, but maybe a shorter season does help them. So if you look at it, Westbrook, Harden, Gordon, you put PJ Tucker at the five, you can play a Robert Covington up front. Your bench is Austin Rivers, Damari Carroll, and we can laugh about this. Austin Rivers, Damari Carroll, Jeff Green. Yeah, I don't know if that...
You're screwed.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen, Jeff Green's won big games in the playoffs.
Listen, it's not bad, and you could, I guess, throw Cephalosha in there. I mean, he hasn't... When was the last time he was relevant? You can roll an eight-man-ish rotation. The problem is you don't have any bigs, and if Tucker or Covington gets in the foul trouble early, you're in serious, serious trouble.
All right, let's take a couple minutes to talk about this one. 617-779-0985. 76ers, Celtics. It looks like it's going to happen. We were on a text chain yesterday with Christian Arkand, and he goes, hey, what's the odds for the for a potential Celtics 76ers series? And you said, Dan, probably like, you know, the Celtics slight favorites.
Yeah.
And Steeple Pet had something from April that had them, that Bet Online had them -300 to win the series.
Yeah.
And I kept looking and I saw that there was like a current odd that it went down a little bit to -250. Now we don't have a current odd because, I mean, the futures really aren't out yet. Like, you can't bet on this.
That's not a matchup yet.
Yeah. Bet Online sometimes.
And by the way, there's a good chance it won't happen because I think the Pacers and the Sixers are right next to each other or something like that. So.
Well, it's funny. I always tell people, hey, where'd you see that Bet Online odd? Where'd you see it? They do make up odds. It's just sometimes they just make the odd up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, who would win in a fight, Trump or Biden? Like, it's just they're made up odds, but they want to at least give you something to. You know, they want to try to cap it out, yeah. You know. So necessarily 250 is probably not the right odd. Let's just get that out of the way, but let's use it. 76ers have Ben Simmons, Josh Richardson, Glenn Robinson, Tobias Harris, and Joel Embiid. And you want to talk about benches. Al Horford's their guy.
Thibault has been an incredibly good defensive player this year. They added Alex Burks. And Robinson at the deadline.
And the kid Furkan Korkmaz has had success against the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't know much.
But the Celtics have to be a better team than this. They have too much talent up top.
I mean, you would think, but this is a good team. And again, away from home,
ooh,
they should be
good. Point right now, there. We didn't even bring that up.
The home Sixers are really good. Away from home, I don't know. I don't know what this team is going to be on a neutral court. To me, the Sixers are potentially the biggest wild card going into this 8 games in the playoff stretch. To me, I have no idea what they're going to be. Absolutely none. Zero.
The one big factor, right? Home teams. And you mentioned benches. Well, a lot of these teams, it's going to be a neutral court. Some benches just play better at home. They do. The 76ers are one of them. They're one of them. The Celtics are one of them. But at neutral court, maybe it's even. Maybe we don't even look at it like as it's a road game anymore.
It's not a road game. I think you have to take the road side, the home side type out of it, and you're just saying on a neutral court without, you know, 2 or 3 points either way, what side you taking? Who do you like more? Who do you think wins? Who has the most talent? And to me, I think the Celtics have a little bit more talent.
Way more talent. No. It outweighs. Because Simmons and Embiid, like, you can make the argument Embiid's the better of the five.
Simmons, Embiid, Harris, Richardson is a better four than I think what the Celtics have right now with Kemba Brown, Tatum, and Hayward. Because I don't know... Ooh. What Hayward is right now.
Oof.
At the peak, the Celtics have more talent, but it's going to depend on what Gordon Hayward comes back as.
The only guy I would take on that starting five is Embiid. It's the only guy I'd take.
You wouldn't take Simmons over Kemba? I would, in a heartbeat. Come on.
Oh, no. Kemba can hit the three, dude.
Yeah, I know that, but if you have Brown, Tatum, and Embiid, you don't need a guy who can hit the three.
Oh, this is a good argument, but to me, it's Kemba Walker.
Okay, that's fair. I think Simmons defends, is a much better defender. I think his value without the three, I'd take Ben Simmons over Kemba.
So what's
Walker.
The sharp side, Dan?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm not a sharp, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. I think that the Celtics Sixers will be a fantastic series if it happens. I don't know. I'm not laying if the Celtics are -250, I won't be laying that. Simple.
Embiid and Horford are better than anything the Celtics can trot out there. Tice is decent. He's decent. I think he's a hard worker. But Cantor can't defend. Can't. And I don't know if you're gonna rotate those. Could you play them both together? And now you got Tatum covering Horford.
I think you have Robert Williams, and you're hoping that
we're banking everything on Robert Williams.
Listen, if you're the Boston Celtics,
I'm scared.
That is how you built your roster for the year. That's how you did it. Danny Ainge basically said he's going to be key. So, you know, you're banking on the rotation of Williams, Cantor, Tyson, hoping that all three guys stay healthy and that Williams is your defensive anchor there. That's the way it's going to be.
$3 side. Bank him. We're banking on him.
I'm telling you, that's how they built the roster. They tried with Vincent Poirier. That did not work. He has not provided almost anything to the team.
All right. Just a little tease of the NBA odds and the playoff matchups potentially. We have, 65 days or something. No, more than that. Like 80 days to discuss this.
55. 30, month and 25 days.
So we can decide that.
Which, by the way, how come it's a month and 25 days away? Do you guys really need a month and 25 days to get your crap together?
Yeah, maybe.
Come on.
UFC 250 picks coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, DraftKings Over-Under Show. It's Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz. People call us the Bankroll Boys. With a dollar sign at the end.
I have to tell you, I got asked like 6 or 7 times this year, or in the last week. I mean, who can I follow for college football? Because, we may not have a season, but it's getting close to that time. And every single time, every single person, I was like, why aren't you following Joe? He literally hit, like, dude, you... I don't know if you remember, but between you and me, we were at 81% through the first 4 or 5 weeks of college football last year. Something ridiculous like that.
Dan, I went on a vacation one weekend in Florida. I was gone for the whole weekend, and I looked up, and I gave 15 picks, and I went 13-2.
I remember that.
I was on vacation. I wasn't even there to watch or enjoy.
You kept texting me, being like, what's going on? I was like, dude, I'm at a wedding.
I was like, all right. We're going to cover the AFC South in a second here, and then we're going to get into the UFC odds. I love college football, but the thing with college football is you have to stay away from square. Like, it looks good. Like Texas, right? -1 versus a team. You got to stay away.
There's square, and then there's that. Like, it was just super obvious and clear.
Dude, you know how many times Notre Dame was like -3 versus a team and Notre Dame won by 20?
I know.
Like, that's what I cash. That's what you cash on.
Right.
You cash on that stuff. The stuff to be careful of is the UCF -18.5, and they win by 14. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So you got to know what you got to stay away from to be good at college football.
I'll say closing line value and getting the best line in college football is imperative. Imperative. Getting a good number in college football is huge.
And one thing that was great last year, and just to toot our own horns, There was this thing where I was following these trends and riding them. One of them was Clemson second halves, dude. They won 8 straight second halves. And I remember in the playoff game last year, they were down against Ohio State. And I said, listen, I'm letting it ride.
Yep.
They've won both those teams, Clemson and I think it was Alabama. But the Alabama didn't cover, I think, like one towards the end of the game, end of the year. But they lost to Auburn. they like had this like huge streak and then lost to Auburn. But Clemson, that was the one thing, is that every week I'm like, dude, have you noticed this with this team? And I would just tweet it out like, hey, and I would just double down on it. Sometimes you hit, you know, like
I think North Carolina second half.
North Carolina second half. Remember they were awesome second half too.
Yep.
But that's what I was successful at, was all right, let's ride this. This keeps going. But there were teams that hurt, like Colorado was like they were hot and then what happened here?
Right.
So, like, for me, it was more about, we got to ride this team until it doesn't work anymore. And that's how it was in college football. So, the one thing is you do got to stay away from some of the squares because they hurt you. AFC South, quickly, Dan, because we got UFC 250, which is a big one. But it's a big one, but, like, you know, there's probably only a couple of good fights.
All right, so let's start. I'll just give you the
over-under. I don't have the win totals, but yeah, give us the win totals.
All right, Houston Texans over-under 7.5.
You said Texans?
Yep.
7.5?
7.5.
Over.
Under.
Okay.
I know the guy who moved the line, actually, because it was at 8, under. Traded DeAndre Hopkins. Your coach sucks.
By the way, your favorite right now is the Colts at +115.
Yep. You traded DeAndre Hopkins. Your coach sucks. Your team is on. Your team is.
They just brought in analytics guys who have nothing to do with football.
Dude.
No. I get it.
Under. This is going to be the end of Bill O'Brien this year.
Okay.
He won't get a chance. He won't get a chance to pants Sean McDermott.
Only way I think that happens is if the Colts and Titans are ahead of them in the conference.
Okay. Colts over under 9 or 9.5, depending on where it is.
I'm going to go
say 9.5.
I'm going to go under, but. Here's what I like about the Colts. Michael Pittman Jr. is going to make an impact on that team. And I think Jonathan Taylor as a rookie will be probably better than Marlon. Marlon Mack will do a lot of things. But I think in between the tackles, Jonathan Taylor is going to run a lot.
Agreed.
But their offensive line is still.
They fixed their offensive line for the most part.
They have. They've been better. And we'll see what happens with Phillip Rivers there. But defensively, dude. Nothing. They don't scare me.
Like 8-ish wins last year with Brissett. I'd still say Rivers is a pretty decent size upgrade on him. I'm going over.
You know, it's a huge pickup for them, by the way, Xavier Rhodes.
Yep.
I know he's older, but that guy's going to bring a veteran. He's probably going to take over one. And Malik Hooker on the other side. You know, if they look at that, it's going to balance them out deep.
I like the Colts. I would play the over 9 or 9.5 there. I think they're going to be a 10-11 team. Win team.
Wow.
I'm really high on the Colts this year. Very high on the Colts. All right. Jacksonville Jaguars over under 4.5, Joe.
They're going to get lucky and go 5-11.
Yeah. I think this is right around there. This number is perfect. I think they're going to get 5 or 4 wins. I wouldn't touch it. I'm going to lean under.
Whew.
But man, that is a tough one to pick. Finally, Joe, the Tennessee Titans over under 9.
If
you have the Texans like over, you got to take the Titans.
I know.
Under.
Unless you have
the Colts, you know. Someone's got to win the division.
All right, I have the Texans winning the division.
I'm going under. I think
Tannehill's going to take a step back. I go under.
Yeah. Wait,
who's winning the division?
I have the Texans.
I have the Colts.
You have the Texans?
Yeah.
Did you wake and bake?
Thank you.
See.
Thank you.
Do they have a receiver over 6 feet?
No, and or not one who can stay healthy. Will Fuller plays how many games a year?
Randall Cobb, Cooks they got.
Kenny Stills, Brandon Cooks.
All under 6 feet.
Randall Cobb.
Kenny Stills might not be. I think
Will
Kenny
Fuller?
Stills is,
I mean, that's
6'3".
four good receivers. Chad Hansen, remember him?
No.
Okay, no.
No, I mean, listen, I think the Texans are going to take a step back. I go Titans under. I think they probably end up around 9-7, but if you're asking, am I going to put my money on Ryan Tannehill, my answer is no, so I'm going to go under.
Stills is 6 feet, but
I don't even know what they did to upgrade the Titans.
Like, they didn't do much. They paid
their
Ryan
draft
Tannehill,
isn't even that good,
and they franchised Derrick Henry. And unless Derrick Henry goes off again, I find it very hard to believe that they're going to be able to replicate the same success.
So that's it, right? For that's the it. South?
Yep. Right. I'm going Colts as the winner, by the way. Colts win that division, in my opinion, walking away.
Okay, I got plus 350 on the Texans. Vomit! All right, well, I'll wrap it up here with UFC 250.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Our final segment here, DraftKings Over Under Show. I think we got into some spirited debates on the NBA. Tucker thinks everyone thinks I've been waking and baking today, which is not the case.
Just admit it.
I wish I could. Dude, if I was, I'd tell you.
Sorry, I'm getting killed for my Ben Simmons over Kemba Walker take. I think it's incredibly normal. Bad defensive player in the playoffs versus a player who can pretty much do everything in the playoffs.
I mean, as far as...
Except for shoot.
Far as physical ability, it's probably Simmons.
Simmons is a better player.
I think Kemba's a better shooter.
Oh, definitely.
Like far and away.
You're not going to get the argument about that, but he's just defensively, he's just, you know...
And he's got the knee thing, and one's a wrist. I don't know. And I just think the Celtics bench stinks. But that's, you know, it's my own opinion and whatever. I'm going to try to give you some UFC picks, but Gabe's been calling in. He's been crushing them. What's going on, Gabe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What do you got for tonight, Gabe?
I'll be real quick. I kind of like some of your picks. I heard during the week Nunes inside the decision and then Sanhagen. I do like those picks. I do think if you can find Nunes at to win by decision at plus 300 or more, I think it's worth throwing a few pennies on if you don't want to bet the inside the decision. But is it okay if I just give a few DraftKings picks?
Sure.
All right, just go Nunes, O'Malley, Menenfield, Bird, and then some cheap guys with Sanhagen or Sterling, winner of that, Alex Casis, and then Rocco Martin, and then Evan Dunham. Just some names. It's going to be a favorite night. It's hard picking dogs tonight.
A square night, Dan. Thank you, Gabe. Sorry,
dude. I wasn't trying to be rude. We just have time constrictions today, so.
I still don't get the daily fantasy part of
it. Every time someone says it's going to be a square night, it never goes well. Although, I'll give Gabe this. He said it last week, and a lot of squares won. But just every single time someone says it's going to be a square night, it just goes horribly wrong.
So here's the deal. I'll give you one thing I've noticed over the last... This is going to be the fifth UFC event in 10 weeks.
It's crazy, dude. It's got to be less than that.
Do you know what, though?
In like 6 weeks.
The underdog has won in every single event.
Main event. Yeah. I think that's
not tonight.
I think it's
not tonight.
I like Felicia Spencer. I don't think that's going
to happen. No, and just so everyone knows, Felicia Spencer's 8-1. She was 8-0, faced Cyborg. She went the distance against Cyborg. She lost.
Yeah.
If she can get that Nunes plus three, and I'm looking at it right now, plus 333 on DraftKings. Actually, go to distance. Sorry, and I have my DraftKings app up right now. Ooh, went from 333, Dan, to plus 225 in a day. Hmm. You think it goes the distance? I don't know. No. I think Nunes is on. I will say this, though. Someone's going to beat her. Someone's going to. I don't know if it's tonight.
I have no idea.
But in that sport, and especially the women, that thing turns over quick.
Agreed.
Ronda Rousey was a Holly Holm. You know, you think about all these women, and then all of a sudden it's Nunes.
Cyborg.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just that rotates quickly. I'm not saying Felicia Spencer is the next one, but it changed. I don't know. It's plus 225 to go to. I have her to win by knockout tonight, Nunes. And then the other one I had was I had the Sandman, Sanhagen, to win. Trying to find that. And the big one I have tonight is Sean O'Malley. I think he's the next big star. So Sanhagen, I have at minus 112 It's essentially an even money right there between the two of them. Sanhagen, Nunes, and O'Malley. Those are
O'Malley
my three
to win
tonight.
By anything? I mean, he's a massive.
Well, I have him
favorite.
To win by TKO.
Okay. Okay, so that's minus 150 or some minus 140-ish.
Yep, yeah, I'll take them all, actually. I'll take Sanhagen, TKO. I'll take O'Malley, TKO. And I'll take Nunes, TKO.
Gotcha.
And I'll put a little on Go the Distance.
Gotcha. I got nothing when it comes to UFC. Nothing this week. Sorry.
Well, that's the thing, right? The last couple of weeks.
I see Sam Hayden as a dog now.
Wow.
Minus 105 or plus 100.
What do you think tonight? Should we go doggies?
I'm just saying, I think that you should do whatever you want, man. This is not my specialty. I'm not going to pretend to know something.
I will say this. The people I know in the UFC community are pumped for tonight's card.
Interesting.
I'm not necessarily thrilled about the card, although I do think O'Malley is like the next big
thing. This is a pay-per-view, I assume, right?
Or yeah, prelims will be on ESPN, and then
ESPN Plus, okay.
And then the rest will be on ESPN. What about Bundesliga? How about the big hit yesterday? In the 86th minute, you gave out the over 2.5?
Oh, yeah.
The 86th
the
minute.
Over, yep.
We had breaking news sounder, Tucker, for that one yesterday.
Yeah, let's see. We got a Belarus over today is the only thing I found that I liked. FC Minsk, Dynamo Brest. I gave out a bunch of plays for tomorrow. I'm in soccer. Go take a look at my Twitter, at @DanLifshatz, if you want them. All super small plays because I'm playing soccer very small, Joe, because it's soccer and, you know, it's soccer.
And we got the, what is it, the Charles Schwab Challenge this week, Dan.
Bundesliga today, though, Dortmund, Hertha Berlin, and Bayer versus Bayern. So Leverkusen versus Munich. That's a really good game. So there you go. There you go.
Okay, cool. And do you have anything, any pick for this week for the golf tournament?
I gave one out. I will, you'll hear it on
that?
Monday.
8:30 Monday after the
Monday.
Headline.
Yep.
And right now, Rory McIlroy, your favorite. I'm going to go John Rahm. Plus 1,200. All right, Hardy's next. He's got you with the golf club, and we'll take you until 10 a.m. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. Tucker Silva, thank you. We will talk to you next week on the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.